excited about this weekend because this weekend, Friday, September 27th, 28th, and 29th, over 3 days in the Kensington Market Jazz Festival, it's happening in that fabulous heritage neighborhood. In its 9th year, singer-songwriter and philanthropist Molly Johnson started the festival on September 16th, 2016, and Molly joins us on the phone right now to tell us what we can expect. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you. And so how are things looking for this weekend? All set?
Supercalifabulous.
Oh, terrific.
It is a fantastic day today as the rubber hits the road and off we go.
Go. Fantastic. Excellent.
Okay. Now, Kensington has such a great history, like Kensington itself, Kensington Market, that is steeped in diversity. Would you say it was that diversity that inspired you to found the festival in the first place?
Well, I think it was the diversity of our music community.
Uh-huh.
And that really inspired me, all my colleagues, all my friends, my incredibly talented friends. But we do speak to the culture of the market. Hence, right about now, the market is very... Well, there's a lot of taco shops, girls. A lot of taco shops.
Yeah.
Very Latin, very Mexican. So the park, the Bellevue Park on Saturday and Sunday, free shows, very fun, zippy music, Latin sambas. There's dance lessons and percussion lessons.
Oh, I love that.
And all kinds of things happening in the park.
Well, let's talk about the incredible lineup of over 200 of Toronto's finest musicians and over 100 volunteers, which is excellent. Now, where do you start to talk about these musicians? Do they get in touch with you, Molly? Because you have such a wonderful career now and a great reputation. Do people just get in touch
Thank
with you?
You? No.
Okay.
That would be bad.
Oh.
You know, I have a lot of... like-minded, very smart musical friends.
Sure.
And they curate along with me.
Uh-huh.
And it's an invitation-only festival. And, Audie, I believe you were one of our artists this year.
Yes, for the first time, and I can't wait.
Super excited about that. It's your first year with us. You're going to have a blast.
I know.
It's so much fun. It's all about the musical community. The artists all have one green room. So everyone sort of converges and you get to hang out with some of the greatest Canadian musicians. And rather than have a green room at every venue where you're isolated, we bring the artists all together in one spot to eat and store their instruments and hang out. It's really that kind of a festival.
Well, speaking of eating, of course the focus is on music, but because we're in Kensington Market and it has this incredible cultural diversity, it's great to mix the flavors of the music with the flavors of the food because people will listen and shop and eat, right?
Well, that's exactly the plan. You know, we don't stop the market. We weave ourselves through the market.
Ah.
Case in point, Tom's Suit Store, which we call Tom's Piano Salon for the festival, where Tom Mihalik, the patron saint of Kensington Market writ large, Tom is a wonderful Canadian, and he clears out a pile of suits and shirts and ties, and we wheel in a 14-foot grand piano.
Isn't that fantastic?
And a bunch of chairs.
Yeah.
And people come and listen to some of Canada's greatest piano players, Joe Seeley, Robbie Botosh, Hilario Duran, Brian Dickerson, some great players and some students. And these shows are free. And all the while, Tom is still selling suits.
Isn't that great? Of course.
And you guys asked me about the historical significance of the market. Let me just say that Saturday morning at Bellevue Park at 11 a.m., the Land Trust people of Kensington are doing a walking tour of the market, music-based.
Fantastic.
It's starting at Vasey's Kensington Sound.
Right.
50-plus years as a recording studio. Black Velvet, Alanna Miles.
Wow.
Recorded that song there.
Yeah, yeah.
Murray McLaughlin, Gordie Lightfoot, everybody's been through the doors. So they're going to do a musical tour, walking tour of Kensington.
I love
and
that.
If you want more details, go to our website and have a look.
It sounds like a hop on, hop off, but you're not really doing
it's a
that.
Hop on, hop off.
Oh, wow.
Now, we're not talking about one particular venue. You've got how many different venues do you have?
Well, this year we've got four. We've got the Tapestry Nightclub, which used to be Poetry. Great bunch of guys running that club.
Right.
We've got Paminar, which is essentially a gorgeous coffee shop with a liquor license.
Oh, that's lovely. Right. That's where Audie will be.
Is where you're playing, I think, Audie.
Yeah.
And you're under a tree with twinkle lights.
Aww.
It's the prettiest venue
going.
That's Paminar. And then, of course, good old Supermarket, the rock and roll, you know, you name it, every band's played, including the Tragically Hip, have played Supermarket.
Cool, very nice.
And we've got Amanda Martinez playing there, and some really interesting artists playing at Supermarket. All through the festival, you know, throw some cash in your back pocket and come down, because it is cash only. There are no advance tickets. There's no Ticketmaster. There's none of those shenanigans.
Right.
Okay.
You just show up with your cash, give it to our volunteer, who then turns around and hands it right to the artist at the end of the set.
So it's a direct line. That's so wonderful.
It's a direct line there.
Great.
And that model has worked beautifully for us.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Me too.
Listen, we've been speaking with Canadian jazz, blues, and pop icon Molly Johnson about this year's Kensington Market Festival. Just once again, the festival takes place Friday, September 27th to Sunday the 29th and features a variety of acts in a variety of eclectic settings in Toronto's historic Kensington Market. For more info, and that's not to buy tickets, just if you want to know what's going on, go to kensingtonjazz.com. Otherwise, as Molly says, bring your cash. Because there are no reservations.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's always a delight. Thank you so much, Molly.
Molly, thanks very much for taking the time.
I can't wait to hear you play, Audie.
Looking forward to it.
Super excited about the festival this year. Please join us.
Same here. Thank you
so much.
Thanks,
Molly.
Thanks for your support. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
And right now we're going to hear